表的这首诗歌是不是真实，是我们内心在主面前的一个心愿和祷告。
However, is it truly our prayer and our desire before the Lord?
有弟兄告诉我们，基督徒活在神的同在里是正常的情形。
Now, brothers tell us that to live in His presence is a very normal condition.
如果我们离开主的同在而生活，那是一个不正常的情形。
If we are apart from His presence, then it is an abnormal condition.
那这件事与我们的心非常有关系。
And this has much to do with our heart.
盼望主帮助我们教这首诗歌成为我们心里面真实的一个愿望。
May the Lord use this hymn to allow it to become our true desire.
叫我们能够真实的活在神的面前。
So that we can live in His presence.
我们早晨先来读主的话语。
Shall we read some of God's word?
请打开圣经到新约圣经约翰一书。
Shall we turn to the New Testament, the book of 1 John?
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
我们要读一到四节。
We will read verses 1 through 4.
我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹帮我们翻译。
We'll read it once in Chinese and then in English.
约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
第二处我们要读在希伯来书第十章。
Secondly, we will read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章，我们从第十九节读到第二十五节。
Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 25.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道原文也当也做看见，那日子临近，就当更当如此。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God,Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
我们下一处要读在哥林多前书第一章。
And the next passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章，我们读第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我再读一次，神是信实的。你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子， 我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
I'll read it once more. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
下一处我们要读约翰福音第十五章。
Our next passage is the Gospel according to John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章，我们从第五节读到第八节。
John 15:5-8.
这段是主耶稣所说的话。
These are the words spoken by our Lord Jesus.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
最后一处圣经我们要读约翰一书。
The last passage, we go back to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们从第十五节读到第十七节。
We'll read verses 15 through 17.
约翰一书第四章第十五节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样，爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
1 John 4:15 Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love.And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also we are in this world.
我们再低头有一点祷告。
Shall we have another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your words.
你的话实在是就是灵，就是生命。
Your words are life and spirit.
我们实在是渴慕你的话语，如同渴慕蜂房的蜜一样。
We hunger after your words as if it were the honeycomb.
主，但我们知道我们还需要你的恩典。
Lord, we know we still need your grace.
主，我们需要你圣灵恩膏来教训我们。
We still need the teaching of the anointing.
主啊，无论是讲的，是听的，都需要恩膏的教训。
Whether it's the speaking or the hearing, Lord, we need the teaching of the anointing.
求你再来恩待，再来帮助我们。
May you please show us grace and help us.
让我们能够同在一位圣灵里，能够来明白你的话语。
So that together in one spirit we can come to understand your word.
我们也以仰望圣灵带领我们进入这一切的真理。
And we also look to the Spirit to lead us into all truth.
就好像你在我们身上的心意得着成就。
So that your will upon us may be accomplished.
叫你自己得着荣耀。
So that you yourself may gain all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your most precious name. Amen.
早晨，与弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担，乃是在属灵的操练。
This morning, my burden is still to share with brothers and sisters spiritual exercise.
是关乎到操练交通。
And it has to do with exercising communion.
这是灵功用里头一个最主要的一个功用。
And that is one of the main functions of the Spirit.
我们知道神把我们从罪恶死亡深渊中拯救出来。
We know that the Lord has saved us from sin and death.
他的目的乃是要把我们磨成他儿子荣耀的形象。
The purpose is to mold us, conform us into the image of his Son.
叫我们将来能够欢欢喜喜地进到神的荣耀里。
So that in the day to come, we can enter into his glory with all joy.
但是如果我们身上没有神儿子的荣耀，
However, if we do not have the glory of His Son upon us,
如果我们主耶稣基督他生命的性格没有成形在我们身上，
However, if the life of our Lord Jesus has not been molded into us,
那将来就算我们进到神荣耀里头时候，将会是一件非常痛苦的事情。
Then that day when we enter into His presence, it will be a day full of anguish.
在马太福音二十二章那里，主耶稣用了一个说了一个天国的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 22, the Lord Jesus gave us a parable of the kingdom.
主耶稣说到，天国好像一个王给他的儿子预备了一个娶亲的宴席。
The Lord Jesus says that the kingdom is like a king who is giving a wedding feast.
我们知道这个王就差遣他的仆人到街头到巷尾去把所有的人都招来了。
And that king sent out his slaves to gather all the people from the streets.
叫他为他儿子所办的这个宴席呢，坐满了宾客。
So that the hallway would be filled with guests for his son.
但当王来到这宴席当中的时候，
And when the king came into this feast,
他看见有一个宾客没有穿礼服。
He saw a man there, a guest who was not properly clothed with wedding garments.
这位宾客实在是蒙王的所召，也来到这个宴席。
That man was called and invited into the king's get into his banquet.
可是他并没有穿那合适合宜的礼服。
But he was not wearing the appropriate clothing.
所以王就问了这个宾客一句话。
So the king asked this guest.
说朋友，你来这里为什么没有穿礼服呢
？Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?
这比喻圣经里头主告诉我们说，那人呢没有穿礼服的宾客就无言以对。
And the Bible tells us that that man was speechless.
王就对仆人说，把他捆起来，丢在黑暗里，哀哭切齿。
And the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是蒙神恩典所召的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have all been called by His grace.
我们知道神也为他的儿子预备了一个娶亲的宴席。
And we know that God has already prepared a feast for His Son.
将来我们都要进到这荣耀的宴席里头。
And one day we will all enter into that glorious feast.
这乃是那国度的宴席。
And that is the feast of the marriage of the Lamb, of the kingdom.
那在那宴席里头，我们是不是穿上预备好的那个礼服呢
？And in that feast, are we wearing the appropriate wedding clothes?
那件礼服是什么呢？
What are those wedding clothes?
就是我们主的自己。
That is our Lord Himself.
就是叫主基督的性格能够成形在我们身上。
That is the character of our Lord must be in us.
那是我们荣耀的礼服。
That is our glorious clothing.
是神要我们参加那个婚宴所要穿的礼服。
This is the clothing that the Lord wants us to be clothed with when we enter into that feast.
所以我们知道，今天我们在地上，神在恩典里头来预备我们。
So the Lord today in His grace, He's preparing us.
就是要我们借着属灵的操练，叫基督的性格渐渐的组织成形在我们身上。
So that gradually the life of our Lord Jesus will be constituted into us.
那就是我们将来参加这国度婚宴的时候所需要穿的礼服。
So that we may be properly clothed with wedding garments at that feast.
弟兄姐妹，你能够想象，当我们那一天参加这国度婚宴的时候
，Brothers and sisters, can you imagine that day when we are attending the feast of the kingdom?
如果在我们身上还是满了自己的肉体。
And upon us, we're still filled with our own flesh.
我们在那神的荣耀里头，在神同在的荣耀里头。
And we are in front of God's glorious presence.
实在是一件非常痛苦、羞耻的事情。
That will be such a shameful thing.
那时候我们也真只能在黑暗里哀哭切齿、懊悔不已。
Therefore, we can only be in the darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
为了这件事，神今天要我们在世上的时候，要来殷勤的操练我们这属灵的生命。
And so the Lord wants us to diligently exercise His life.
神要我们操练敬虔，就是要像他。
He wants us to exercise His life to be like Him.
这还不是讲到说我们在外面如何来像这位荣耀的神。
It's not just that on the outside we are like our glorious God.
乃是神先将他自己荣耀的生命放在我们里面。
But that He has first placed His life within us.
借着属灵的操练，叫这生命成为我们身上的各样的性格。
So that through spiritual exercise in His many different character traits.
这乃是神拯救我们的心意。
That is His desire in saving us.
也是我们基督徒在生活当中操练属灵的目的。
And also the purpose for why we are exercising.
所以在提摩太前书第四章，主的话告诉我们。
So in 1 Timothy, God's word tells us.
就是要操练敬虔。
that bodily discipline or godliness.
主的话说，操练身体益处还少。
That bodily discipline is of only little profit.
唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
因为有今生和来生的应许。
Since it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come.
不仅我们在现今能够得着这生命的应许。
Not only today we can have the promise of this life.
我们将来还有。
But also in the days to come.
所以神让我们看见我们在地上操练这个身体的益处是短暂的，是小的。
God shows us that this bodily exercise, the benefit is small, it's temporary.
而是让我们看见相较于这属灵的操练，它所带来的益处是荣耀的，是存到永远。
But spiritual exercise is glorious and it will be eternal.
我们知道属灵的操练乃是操练在我们里面神所赐给我们的那个新的生命。
We know that when it comes to spiritual exercise, it means exercising that new life that He has given us.
这个新生命是神自己的生命。
And that new life is His life.
是灵的生命。
It is a spiritual life.
这灵的生命乃是在我们里面的深处。
And that life of the Spirit is within the depths of our spirit.
它并不像我们身体其他的器官。
It is not like the other organs of our body.
这灵的生命在我们里头是我们看不见的。
And that spirit is unseen.
不仅肉眼看不见。
Not only our eyes cannot see it.
你用 X 光，用CAT scan 用 MRI 也照不出来。
And you cannot see it with the X-ray, with CAT scans or MRIs.
但虽然它是看不见。
Even though it is unseen.
但圣经告诉我们，看不见的比看得见的更加宝贵，更为重要。
But the Bible tells us that the unseen is so much more precious and important.
我们知道我们这个肉身在地上的日子过不了多久都要毁坏。
We know that our physical bodies, it is perishing.
但是在我们里面这个灵魂乃是要存到永远。
But our spirit, it is eternal.
所以我们看见，因为主的话告诉我们，看得见的是暂时的。
Because God's word also tells us that which is seen is temporal.
就像我们这个肉身。
Just like our bodies.
但是那看不见的却是存到永远。
But the unseen is eternal.
正因为我们的灵在我们里面是我们看不见。
And because our spirit is unseen within us.
所以当我们来操练这属灵的生命的时候，乃是借着这灵的功用。
So when we exercise that spiritual life, we are exercising the function of the spirit.
在我们里面这灵的功用主要有三个方面。
And there are three aspects in the functioning of the spirit.
良心。
The conscience.
直觉。
Intuition.
交通。
And communion.
这交通就是今天早晨的题目。
And so communion is the topic of our sharing today.
其中这良心的功用叫我们能够知道什么是对的，是神所称义的。
Now, the conscience allows us to know what is right, what God calls as righteous.
什么是不对的，是神所定罪的。
And what is wrong, what God condemns as sin.
我们若真实的在生活当中，借着良心的功用，来顺服圣灵的带领。
And every day we can use our conscience so that we can follow the leading of the Spirit.
圣灵会借着良心的功用来告诉我们什么是神看为对的，什么是神看为不对的。
The Holy Spirit, through the functioning of our spirit, can show us what God deems as right and wrong.
若是圣灵告诉我们神看为对的，我们就去做。
If the Holy Spirit shows us this is right, then we will do it.
圣灵告诉我们神看为不对的，我们就不做。
If the Holy Spirit shows us this is wrong, we should not do it.
我们在凡事上来顺服圣灵的带领。
In all things, we obey the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够在神的面前保守一颗清洁无愧的良心。
Then before the Lord, we can have a pure and blameless conscience.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
当然，不仅我们靠着我们这样来顺服圣灵带领，在活在神的面前。
Not only do we need to obey and live before the Spirit.
我们更感谢主为我们预备了他自己的宝血。
We thank the Lord even more so that He has prepared His own precious blood.
约翰一书主的话告诉我们，神是信实的，是公义的。
In 1 John, God has told us that He is faithful and He is righteous.
我们若诚实认我们的罪。
And if we do confess our sins.
神必因他儿子的宝血赦免我们一切的过犯，洗净我们一切的不义。
He is righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要在神面前 保守这样一颗清洁无愧的良心。
So brothers and sisters, we need to constantly have a clear and blameless conscience before the Lord.
灵功用的第二方面乃是讲到直觉。
The second function of the spirit is intuition.
直觉的功用叫我们能够真实的认识神。
The functioning of this intuition is so that we can know God.
叫我们能够从我们的灵里头直接认识我们的神。
From our spirit, we can know Him directly.
这是我们基督徒属灵生活当中非常重要的一件事。
This is also a very important aspect of our Christian life.
不仅叫我们能够真知道神，
Not only allow us to truly know Him,
我们也能够明白神在我们身上的心意。
But we can understand His will upon us.
叫我们在地上能够按着神的心意而生活。
So that we can live according to His will on earth.
叫我们在地上能够过一个讨神喜悦荣耀神的生活。
So that on earth we can live a life that pleases Him.
早晨和弟兄姐妹继续来交通灵功用的第三个方面。
So this morning we will continue. We will share about the third aspect of the functioning of the Spirit.
就是说到讲到交通。
And that is communion.
这交通乃是灵功用里头最重要的一样。
Now communion is the most important aspect of the Spirit.
这也是神拯救我们，叫我们灵活过来之后。一个最主要的目的。
This is one of the most important purpose for God reviving our spirit after we are saved.
让我们能够借着灵，能够与神有直接的交通。
So that in our spirit we can have a direct communion with God.
我们感谢神的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
当我们信从主耶稣的时候
，After we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
神就使我们里面的灵又活过来。
He allows our spirit to be regenerated and it is alive.
因着我们这个活的灵呢，与神的性质是相同的。
Now that regenerated spirit, its character, it is the same as His.
叫我们能够与这位荣耀圣洁的三一神能够有交通。
So that we can have communion with this glorious triune God.
所以当我们一蒙恩得救。
So after we are saved.
我相信弟兄姐妹，如果你蒙恩得救的时候，你还记得的话。
Now if you remember that moment when you were saved.
我们就从我们的心里头，从我们灵里头，我们呼叫神。为我们的阿爸父。
From our heart and our spirit, we were able to call him our Abba Father.
那就是我们与神最起初的交通。
And that was our very first communion with God.
那这交通的意义，简单来讲，从两个方面。
And so we will simply talk about two aspects of this communion.
交通的意义，一方面是讲到联合。
The meaning of communion, simply put, is to be in union.
第二方面还是讲到分享。
And secondly, a matter of sharing.
第一方面讲到联合呢，我们看见是神莫大的恩典，他拯救我们，呼召我们，能够进入那三一神的交通里头。
The first aspect of unity or union with him is that we can be brought into the fellowship of the triune God.
我们知道从永远到永远，这位我们的神，三一神，父子圣灵，他们乃是在那合一的交通里头。
We know that from eternity past to eternity future that God, the three in one God, has always been in constant communion with each other.
他们是完全的联合，完全的合一。
They are completely united and completely one.
那个荣耀的交通是一个荣耀的奥秘。
And that glorious communion is a very glorious mystery.
姐妹，是我们这个小小的脑袋，我们的思想所没有办法想象，没有办法明白的。
With our limited mind and intellect, we cannot understand it.
那今天因着神爱我们。
But because God loves us.
他叫我们能够与这三一神的交通有份。
He allows us to take part in that communion with the triune God.
叫我们能够联合于这三一神的交通。
So that we could be in union with that fellowship.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十章、第十四章和十七章三章那里，他用了很多的篇幅来讲这件事情。
And so the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John from 10, 11, and 12 in these three chapters, he speaks of this a lot.
主耶稣说，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
He says that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
这是我们没有办法明白的。
We cannot understand this.
但那却是那样的真实。
But yet it is that real.
父子是那样完全的合一在那个交通里面。
The Father and the Son are entirely one in communion.
我们也看见圣灵也在子的里面，子也在圣灵里。
And we know that the Father, the Spirit is in the Son, and the Son is in the Spirit.
所以我们看见那三一神的完全和谐的交通是那样的荣耀，是那样的美好。
And we see that that communion, that unity between the three is that wonderful.
这是我们所不能明白，也是我们原本无份无关的。
And we cannot understand it, and originally we took no part in it as well.
感谢主。在约翰福音第十七章，主告诉我们。
However, in John chapter 17, the Lord tells us.
主说：“使他们都合而为一， 正如你父在我里面，我也在你里面。
That they may all be in one, as the Father is in me and I am in him.
接着主说，指他们，这他们不仅指着当时的门徒，也包括历世历代信从主耶稣的门徒。
When he says they, it not only means the disciples at that time.
他主耶稣说，使他们也在我里面。
When he says that they also may be in us.
所以我们看见主在我们里面，我们也在主的里面。
So we see here that we are in the Lord and the Lord is in us.
我们就是这样子被带进这三一神的交通里头。
And we have been brought into the fellowship of the communion of the triune God.
我们与这位三一真神是完全的联合。
And we can be entirely united with this triune God.
弟兄姐妹，这件事情，这样的这个奥秘，可能 take eternity for us to understand.
This mystery perhaps will take eternity for us to understand.
在圣经里头，旧约有一幅图画。
In the Old Testament, there is an illustration.
乃是讲到在旷野中，神借着摩西所造的会幕。
In the wilderness, God had Moses build up the tabernacle.
这个图画呢，也可以是将来啊，借着神借着啊，所罗门王所盖的也所建的圣殿。
And also we see the illustration of the temple that Solomon built.
我们知道当人类始祖亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后，
We know after the sin and fall of Adam and Eve,
堕落的族类就不能来到圣洁荣耀神面前与神有交通。
All of humankind could not come before the glorious God to have communion with him.
所以我们看见亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们就离开了神的面。
And so after Adam and Eve had sinned, they had to leave God's presence.
他们就不能与神有那亲密的交通。
They could not have intimate communion with him.
但感谢主，后来神借着在他选民当中所施的恩典。
However, because he showed grace upon his chosen people.
让我们看见神在会幕里，在会幕的荣耀里，能够与他的选民能够有交通。
He was able to have fellowship in the temple that he constructed.
后来当圣殿建好了。
And after the temple was constructed,
我们看见神的选民必须在应许之地，从以色列地四面八方，一年三次来到耶路撒冷，来到圣殿的里头。
God's chosen people, they could be gathered from all different locations and gathered into the temple to meet with him three times a year.
他们要付上许多的代价，来到神的面前与神交通。
They had to sacrifice much so that they could come and have communion before the Lord.
虽然他们这样子付代价，当他们来到耶路撒冷，他们也只能在圣殿的外院来亲近神。
Even though they paid such a high cost so that they could gather together, they could only still gather in the outer courts of the temple.
其中只有利未人，他们有权利能够进到圣殿的内院来侍奉神。
Only the Levites had the privilege of entering into the courts to serve God.
我们知道神的同在乃是在那至圣所里。
We know that God's presence is in the Holy of Holies.
但是在全以色列当中，一年只有大祭司一年一次能够进到神同在的至圣所里。
However, in all of Israel, only one person, that is the high priest, could enter into his presence one time a year.
就当这位荣耀君尊的大祭司一年一次要进到至圣所里与神亲近、与神交通。
So when the glorious great high priest was to enter into God's presence and have communion with him,
他还要带着祭牲的血进去。
He had to bring in blood.
为自己，为了百姓，在神的面前赎罪。
To atone for his sin and for the people.
我们看见能够来到神同在的面前是何等宝贵的一件事情。
We see how precious it is to enter into God's presence.
但是就是这样一位尊荣的祭司，大祭司来到至圣所，神的面前。
However, for this great high priest to enter into God's presence,
他也不能够久留。
He could not linger there long.
他只能短暂在那里把该办的事情办完，他就必须要很快的离开。
He needs to finish up what he needs to do very quickly and leave.
这是旧约的情形。
This is the condition of the Old Testament.
但感谢主，到了新约的时代。
However, thank the Lord, now in the New Testament
time. 我们看见神的儿子耶稣基督亲自在十字架上为我们成就了这伟大的救恩。
Our Lord Jesus, he has accomplished such a great salvation for us.
靠着主耶稣的血。
According to his blood.
借着他的身体，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Through his body, he has opened up a new and living way.
让我们能够坦然无惧来到圣洁荣耀神的面前。
So that we can come boldly before his presence.
我们能够进到至圣所里。
So that we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
不仅我们能够到至圣所里这样子来亲近神。
Not only can we enter into his presence to draw near to him.
而且神让我们能够住在至圣所里。
But he allows us to abide in the holy
holies. 我们再也不需要离开。
We never have to leave again.
不需要离开神的面。
We do not have to leave his presence.
不需要离开神的同在。
And leave his face.
因为求主开我们眼睛。
May the Lord open up our eyes.
叫我们能够看见这样的一个恩典是何等的荣耀。
So that we can see how glorious this grace is.
今天我们再也不需要离开神的同在。
This today we no longer need to leave His presence.
我们可以永远的活在神的同在里头，与他完全的联合。
We can forever abide in His presence and be entirely united with Him.
这乃是因着那更美的祭物。
And that is because of the even greater sacrifice.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
叫我们今天能够在圣灵里头。
And so today in the Holy Spirit.
在我们在圣灵里头能够与神。完全的联合。
In the Holy Spirit, we can be entirely united with God.
我们能够在圣灵里头与神亲近。
And we can be intimate, draw near to Him.
那或许我们想，怎么能有这样的事呢
？Perhaps we can ask, how can that be?
现在我们活在地上，我们能够一直的活在神同在的里头吗
？Now we live on earth. Is it possible to constantly live in His presence?
靠着我们是不可能的。
According to us, it is impossible.
但是神把圣灵赐给我们。
However, He has given us the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里，我们就能够与神完全的联合。
In the Spirit, we can be entirely united with God.
所以在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣让我们看见一件事情。
And so in First John chapter 3, we see.
他说，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子。
Now, other than the heaven coming down, that we have the Son of Man.
没有人升过天。
No man has gone up into heaven.
我不晓得你们读到这句圣经里面有没有一个疑问。
Now, when you come to this passage, do you have a question?
主说的是什么意思呢
？What does he mean?
他说，既然主耶稣从天而降，这个我们知道。
Now we do know that Jesus has come from heaven.
他活在地上33年。
He has lived on this earth 33.5 years.
但主耶稣却说，他仍旧在天。
However, he says he is still in heaven.
怎么能有这样的事
？How is that possible?
我们看见乃是在圣灵的里头。
We see it is possible because it's in the Spirit.
我们看见我们的主乃是活在圣灵里。
We see that our Lord, He was living in the Spirit.
他就把天带到地上。
He has brought heaven to earth.
这地上的生活，他在地上的生活也完全是联合于天。
And so His earthly life was entirely connected with heaven.
所以主说他是从天上降下，仍旧在天的人子。
And so there it says that He has come down from heaven, and He is the Son of Man even in heaven.
今天我们如何能够与这位荣耀的神能够联合呢
？Now how is it that we can be united with Him?
同样的乃是在圣灵里头。
In the same way, it is in the Spirit.
在约翰福音第十五章里面，主耶稣也给我们一个图画。
In John 15, another tells us another illustration.
主告诉我们说，他是那葡萄树。
He tells us that he is that vine.
他是真葡萄树，我们是他，我们是枝子。
He is the true vine, and we are the branches.
所以我们看见在这里有一棵树。
And so here we see there's a tree.
我们一切属他的人呢，乃是这个树上的枝子。
And all who belong to him, we are the branches.
有弟兄在描述这个约翰福音十五章这棵树的时候呢，他说这是一个奇特的树。
Now brothers, in their illustration of this tree, they say it is a very special tree.
它为什么奇特呢
？Why is it special?
这棵树啊，它的根是在天上。
The roots are in heaven.
但是呢，它的枝子呢，乃是延伸在地上。
However, the branches, they grow toward the earth.
这个枝子呢，遍满全地。
And the branches fill the entire earth.
所以我们看见当五旬节圣灵浇灌的时候。
And so at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out.
我们看见这树的根乃是在天上。
We see that the roots truly are in heaven.
那在圣灵里头把地上一切属基督的人全部联络在一起。
And through the Spirit, He has brought all into that one root.
联合在天，连到在天上坐宝座的主耶稣。
United all to the Christ who is upon the throne.
所以我们是主耶稣这葡萄树上的枝子。
And so we are the branches of the vine, our Lord Jesus.
在全地遍满了这个葡萄树的枝子。
And all the branches fill the entire earth.
我们看见仇敌虽然在地上用各样的方式来攻击神的教会。来毁坏这棵葡萄树。
We see that the enemy is trying many ways, many tactics to try to assault the branches.
但是我们看见，在神的允许之下，这棵葡萄树却不被毁坏。
However, under His promise, the branches are not destroyed.
这葡萄树的枝子虽然有一些的亏损。
Even though there may be some loss of branches.
但是因着这个枝子经过了修剪之后。
But through the work of pruning.
叫我们看见这枝子长得更加的茂盛。
We see that the branches grow even more.
这棵葡萄树的枝子结出更多的果实。
And those branches are able to bear much fruit.
遍满全地，叫神得着荣耀。
And fill the entire earth so that God may gain the glory.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们乃是在圣灵里头，能够进到父子圣灵的交通里。
Brothers and sisters, today through the Holy Spirit, we can enter into the communion of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
我们今天是在圣灵里，能够连于我们在天上的元首基督。
And in the Spirit, we are united with our Lord Jesus, the Head in Heaven.
叫我们在圣灵里都联络整齐，成为基督的身体。
So that we can be fitted together and become His body.
我们看见这荣耀的头，元首是在天上。
We see that the glorious Head, He is in Heaven.
而他的身体，他荣耀的身体在地上。
His glorious body is on Earth.
在圣灵里头，在那里来将这荣耀的主彰显出来。
And through the Holy Spirit allows the glorious Lord to be manifested.
就叫我们看见这里讲到交通，它的宝贵，它的意义乃是在于我们与这位三一神，与我们的神，与我们的主是完全的联合。
And so the meaning of communion means that we are entirely united with our Lord, the Triune God.
那交通第二方面的意义
，The second meaning of communion
是讲到分享
，speaks of sharing.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节告诉我们。
In Colossians, it tells us,
神召我们的目的乃是叫我们与他儿子我主耶稣基督一同得份。
It says that one of the purpose of being with him is so that we could have a portion in him.
那一同得份这句话呢，直接的翻译呢，也可以说我们有份于他儿子我主耶稣基督的交通。
And having a portion of him means that we can also share in his fellowship.
我们知道哥罗西书第二章告诉我们，神本性一切的丰盛。都有形有体的居住在基督里。
In Colossians 2:9, it tells us that in Him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
如今借着圣灵也都赐给了我们，就住在我们里面。
And also the Holy Spirit has been given to us and abides, lives in us.
叫我们借着属灵的操练。
So through spiritual exercise.
借着灵里面的交通。
Through the communion of our spirit.
我们能够分享在基督里。神本性一切的丰盛。
We can share of all the fullness, abundance of our Lord Jesus in our spirit.
在求主怜悯我们，开我们眼睛。
May the Lord have mercy on us and open our eyes.
我们若真认识到神本性一切的丰盛是何等的，在基督里赐给了我们。
If we can truly come to understand how abundant His fullness is that He has given to us.
而且就在我们里面。
And already is in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们是何等富足的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are exceedingly rich.
我们在地上的生活和见证将会是何等的荣耀。
Our lives and testimony is to be so glorious.
所以我再回到约翰福音第十五章主耶稣所说的那棵葡萄树。
So as we return to John 15 and we read of the vine.
主告诉我们说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
That he is the vine and we are the branches.
葡萄树与枝子原为一。
And together they are one.
是完全的合一，完全的联合。
It is entirely connected and in union and one.
接着主的话告诉我们说，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
And the Lord tells us that he who abides in me, I in him.
英文翻译很好，讲到那个中文用常在呢，它乃是讲到住在他里面。
In Chinese it says we are hiding, but in English we are abiding, living in him.
这个住在他里面呢，就看到不仅是联合。
In abiding, it not only means that we are connected.
而且这枝子呢，它能够分享，它能够享用树一切的肥甘。
But the branches are able to enjoy and to use all the nutrients within the vine.
所以主说常在我里面的我也常在他里面，叫我们枝子与树呢能够分享那一切的丰盛。
And so the Lord says I abide in you and you abide in me so that you can enjoy of all the abundance.
应该是去年经过一次那个 hurricane 还是 tropical storm 之后。
Last year after we had gone through a tropical storm or hurricane.
我们家门口有一棵大树。
There's a large tree in the front of our yard.
那个暴风过了以后呢，我看看这个树有没有受到损坏。
After the storm passed, I wanted to see if there was any damage to the tree.
起初一看呢，感谢主，那树都很好。
At first glance, everything looked good.
还过了几个礼拜。
After a few weeks.
看见那树上面那个绿，非常茂盛的绿叶当中啊，开始有一些黄的叶子。
Among the green leaves, I saw that there were some yellow ones.
我想这个时间应该还没有到。
I thought to myself that the time has not yet come.
就那一小撮的叶子呢，变黄了。
Why is it that just a few, yellow leaves on one branch had become
yellow. 我也没有特别在意。
I did not pay particular attention. Some time had passed.
我再一看。
And I looked again.
这好大一片的那个树叶啊，变黄了，其他都还是绿的。
A large portion of the tree had become yellow. Everything else was green.
我就仔细的看一看。
And then I looked more carefully.
就发现这一撮的黄叶子的那个枝子，它跟那个树呢断掉了。
the branch that had all the yellow leaves, it was because it had broken off from the tree.
所以我看啊，这个枝子呢，还这么多的叶子呢，它还是在这个树上的。
Even though the branches, they had so many leaves and it was still somewhat on the tree.
但是因着它不能再从这棵树呢得着那个供应，得着那个养分和水分的供应。
But because it could not no longer take of the nutrients from the main trunk.
看见这个枝子和它的叶子就渐渐枯干了。
So the branches and the leaves, it had dried and withered.
所以叫我们看见，在基督里，在地位上，我们与主是联合的。
So that we see in our position, we have already been united with Christ.
但我们如果没有常在基督里，如果没有住在基督里，能够分享他一切的丰盛和肥甘的话，我们的生命，我们的生活就像这个叶子一样渐渐枯干。
However, if we are not abiding in him, then our life will, and service will also be like that tree, entirely withered and dry.
当如果正常情形，枝子是接在葡萄树上。
In the normal condition, when the branches are connected to the vine,
它能够分享这树的一切的肥甘。
It is able to enjoy of all the nutrients of the vine.
我发现这个枝子不需要自己努力。
And the branches do not need to try hard on its own.
渐渐的，它就能够结出果子了。
Gradually, naturally, it will bear fruit.
我们看见那是何等美丽的一幅图画。
We see that it is a beautiful picture.
也是因着我们这样子常在基督里。
And through that abiding in Christ,
叫基督的丰盛能够成为我们所分享的。
All the abundance of Christ can be our enjoyment.
我们看见基督美好的性格就渐渐地成型在我们身上。
And then we can see that all of Christ's beautiful character traits can be manifested in us.
看主的性格在我们身上渐渐地成型，叫父神就得着荣耀。
And that His image can be molded into us so that the Father may gain all the glory.
主说我们也真是他的门徒，我们在地上能够来彰显他自己的见证。
And the Lord says, through that we will truly be called His disciples and we can maintain His testimony.
那么结果子的这个枝子好不好呢？
Now, the branches that bear the fruit, are they good?
弟兄姐妹，我相信在我们当中，许多弟兄姐妹都是结果子的枝子。
Now, I know among us, many brothers and sisters, we are branches that bear fruit.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
跟主说啊，这结果子的枝子还要怎么样？
The Lord says, what else must He do to the branches that bear fruit?
还要修剪。
He must prune.
栽培的父啊，他要修剪这个结果子的枝子。
The vine dresser must come and prune the branches that bear fruit.
我们喜不喜欢？
Do we like it?
喜不喜欢？
Do we enjoy it?
不喜欢啊，这修剪很痛苦的，是不是？
Pruning is very difficult.
这修剪是修剪什么呢？
What is He pruning?
看见父知道在我们里头还有许多天然的肉体和血气。
The Father knows that in us there is still much flesh.
所以神就预备各样的环境，各样的艰难。
And so He is preparing many environments and difficulties.
就像神预备冬天，预备暴风一样。
Just as the Lord prepares winter and storms.
他来修剪这结果子的枝子。
He will prune the branches that bear fruit.
他必须要修剪。
He must prune.
借着修剪。
Through pruning.
好叫基督的生命在我们身上更多的能够成型在我们身上。
Christ's life can be more manifested from us.
所以刚刚弟兄提到这个修剪虽然我们不喜欢。
So even though brothers have said that pruning we do not enjoy it.
不喜欢归不喜欢。
But whether you like it or not.
那是因为神爱我们。
It is because God loves us.
他在我们身上把我们磨成他儿子荣耀的形象。
It is because He wants to mold us more into the image of His Son.
所以神若爱我们，他不做这件事情是不可以。
God loves us, so He must do this work.
所以感谢赞美主，借着各样的人事物，神来修剪我们。
So we thank the Lord through many people and environments and events, He will prune us.
经过这样的修剪，叫我们能够结果子更多。
And through pruning, we can bear more fruit.
叫基督美好的性格更多成型在我们身上。
So that His beautiful character can be made more into us.
叫我们能够越来越像我们的主。
So that we can become more and more like our Lord.
所以当经过神所安排各样的艰难和环境。
So through many trials and environments.
当我们觉得我们软弱的时候。
When we feel that we are weak,
我们的主就成为我们的刚强。
He will become our strength.
当我们在忧虑的时候，
When we are in great sorrow,
我们的主就成为我们的安息。
He becomes our peace.
当我们在缺乏的时候，
When we are lacking,
我们的主他就成为我们的预备。
He becomes our provision.
当我们无助的时候，
And when we are ignorant,
我们的主就成为我们的扶持和倚靠。
He becomes our strength and our reliance.
当我们在苦难里头，
When we are in trials,
因着我们连于我们的主，
Because of our union with Him,
我们分享我们的主，
We can enjoy of Him.
他就成为我们的平安。
He becomes our peace.
当我们在困境里头，
When we are in other trials,
主 主基督就成为我们的忍耐。
He becomes our endurance.
当我们实在是疲惫的时候
，When we are truly tired.
主他就成为我们的力量。
He becomes our strength.
经过父这样子一次又一次的修剪
，Through all of these pruning.
因着我们 与主的交通
，And through our communion with the Lord.
因着我们分享在基督里神本性一切的丰盛
，Because we can commune and take of all the abundance in our Lord Jesus.
经过这一切的修剪，就叫我们结果子更多。
And through all of this pruning work, we can bear more fruit.
叫我们主基督的性格一点一点的。成形在我们身上。
And then the character of our Lord will gradually be made into us.
所以感谢主在我们身上这荣耀的心意。
So we thank the Lord for His glorious purpose in us.
我们看见这一切都是他。
We see that in all these things, it is Him.
就像罗马书十一章所说的，万有都是本于他，倚靠他，也归于他。
Just like it says in Romans 11, that all is of Him, through Him, and from Him.
愿荣耀归给他。
May all glory be given to him.
这是神在我们身上修剪的工作。
That is the pruning work that he does.
乃是叫基督成形在我们身上。
So that Christ can be made into us.
那我们如何在我们生活当中来实际操练这灵里面的交通呢
？So how can we exercise this communion with our Lord in spirit?
我们知道，我们与神有 与神要有交通，我们必须要与神有同样的性质。
Now we know that if we are to have communion with the Lord, we must have the same nature as God.
就是我们的灵必须是活的。
That is, our spirit must be alive.
感谢主，借着主耶稣基督，神已经做成这事。
We thank the Lord that through our Lord Jesus, He has already done this work.
弟兄姐妹，我们都与神与这位荣耀的神有同样的生命性质。
We thank the Lord that we truly have the same nature as our Lord.
但是不仅我们性质要与神相同。
But not only in our nature are we alike with Him.
我们的情形也必须要与神是相同，好叫我们的交通不受拦阻。
Our condition must also be the same as His so that we would have no hindrance in our communion with Him.
为什么呢？因为我们知道神是义。
Why? Because we know that God is righteous.
如果我们的情形是在不义的里头。
If our condition is unrighteous.
那义与不义就不能相交。
Righteousness cannot commune with righteousness.
我们也知道神就是光。
We know that God is light.
如果我们在黑暗里。
If we are in darkness.
那我们与神也不能相通。
Then we cannot commune with Him.
我们知道神是圣洁的。
We know that God is righteous.
如果我们活在不洁的生活里
，If we live in unholiness，
或是我们向着神不单纯
，And if we are impure towards Him，
我们跟神的交通也会受到拦阻。
It will also be a hindrance in our communion with Him.
所以我们与神的交通，不仅我们与神要有同样的生命性质。
So in our communion, not only do we have the same nature of His life.
所以我们也必须要操练我们的良心。操练我们的直觉，好叫我们的情形，属灵的情形与神也能够相近。
We need to exercise our conscience and our intuition so that we can draw near to Him.
好叫我们在神面前的交通不受到拦阻。
So that we would not have any hindrance in our communion with Him.
那从几个比较具体的方面来讲到我们如何来操练灵里的交通。
I want to give a few practical ways of how we can exercise communion.
我想第一点大家都知道。
The first aspect everybody knows.
就是讲到。基督徒我们要读圣经
And that is as Christians we read the Bible
我们多久读一次
How often do you read?
我们是不是每天都读圣经
Do you read it every day?
那我换个方式问弟兄姐妹好了
Or let me change my question
你们多久吃一次饭
How often do you eat?
我们可能过几个小时要吃饭
Perhaps every couple of hours
弟兄姐妹有没有这个情形啊有没有你说我今天不想吃饭。
Do you ever have this condition where you say, today I don't want to eat?
我明天也不想吃饭。
And tomorrow I don't want to eat.
我这个礼拜我都不吃饭。
And this whole week I don't want to eat.
就等到主日安宴的时候。
Just at the love feast on Sunday.
我就把一个礼拜的饭啊，通通一次吃完。
I will eat my entire week's worth of food at one time.
你猜我们这个身体会不会出问题
？Will your body have problems?
肯定要有问题。
Yes, it will.
所以既然我们吃饭，肉身吃饭，每天要吃。
And so in our physical bodies, we need to eat every day.
如果你一天只吃一餐
，If you eat only one meal a day,
一天总是要吃。
At least you have to have that meal.
我们读主的话语也是如此。
It's the same with God's word.
因为神的话是我们属灵生命的粮食。
Because God's word is our spiritual food.
所以我们必须要建立一个良好读经的习惯。
So we must have a good Bible reading habit.
然后很快简单的说几点。
And so very quickly a few points.
那我们什么时候读呢
？When do we read?
什么时候吃神的话呢
？When do we eat of His words?
我觉得早上比晚上好。
I feel that morning is better than evening.
早上啊，我们清醒一点。
Why? Because in the morning we're a little more clear-minded.
还有一个更重要的原因。
And another more important reason.
当你早上读了以后呢
？After you read in the morning,
你有一整天的时间可以好好的来咀嚼消化。
You have the full day's worth of time to meditate and regurgitate His words.
如果到了晚上睡觉前才吃的话
，If you eat at night before you sleep,
我从年轻的时候喜欢吃宵夜。
When I was younger, I liked to have an evening meal, a midnight snack.
经过一段时间以后啊，我的胃就不好了。
And after a while, my stomach gave me problems.
特别现在到了中年以后
，And so now in my middle age,
睡觉前啊有时候实在是饿，就吃了一点东西。
Sometimes, before I go to sleep, I'm really hungry, and so I do eat something.
晚上啊，就睡得非常不好。
And then I don't sleep well.
弟兄姐妹，读神的话语啊，早上比晚上好。
Brothers and sisters, it's better to read His word in the morning than the evening.
那能够有固定时间呢，比随意读的好。
It's better to have a set time rather than reading randomly.
我刚刚已经讲了，我们吃饭每天都要吃。
Now I just said we eat every day.
所以我们不要想说啊，我这一段时间呢，我就比较忙啊，圣经我就先不读了。
So don't think because I'm more busy right now, I'm not going to read His words.
等哪一天啊，圣灵浇灌了，我被主复兴了。
And then one day when I'm revived and filled by the Holy Spirit,
我就好好的一口气读四十章圣经。
Then I'm going to sit down and read 40 chapters.
因为那个我们属灵生命是要出问题。
Then we will have problems with our spiritual life.
所以我们需要这样子的来养成一个读经的好习惯。
We need to build a very good habit in reading the Bible.
不仅我们读这本白纸黑字的圣经
Not only do we read the text of the Bible
我们乃是要用我们的心灵来读神的话语
We need to read with our hearts
用灵读神的话语
Use spirit to read God's word
这是非常重要
This is very important
因为很多时候我们乃是用我们的头脑用我们的思想来读神的话
Because oftentimes we use our mind to read God's word
就你发现啊就碰到许多的不同的问题
And you realize we encounter many problems
为什么呢因为我们的思想啊就像是在我们的魂的里头。
Why? Because our mind is within our soul.
我们这个魂生命啊，就像那个海的那个水面一样。
Our soul is like the surface of the sea.
当那个风平浪静的时候呢，那个海的平面是很安静的。
Before the storms come, this top of the sea is very quiet and still.
我们或许还可以勉强读一点主的话语。
And perhaps we can read a little bit of God's word.
但大部分啊。我们的魂啊，常常受到环境周围的影响。
However, most of the time, our soul is affected by our environment.
一下子呢，就狂风巨浪就来了。
Very quickly, the storms can come.
一下子呢，当你要读神的话语的时候，你就发现你的心思里头啊，就许多的问题都跑出来。
And all of a sudden, when you sit down, you want to read God's word, a lot of questions will come up.
但是我们看见，当那个海面上就算是有 hurricane 有那个飓风经过的时候呢，实在是狂风巨浪。
Now, when you take a look at the surface of the sea, when a hurricane comes, it is a great disaster.
那个水面啊是波涛汹涌。
We see that there is great waves across the surface of the sea.
但你发现在海的深处
，However, in the depths of the sea,
仍然是十分安静。
Still, there are stillness.
弟兄姐妹，那就是在我们里面的灵。
That is a spirit within us.
为什么我们必须用我们的灵来读神的话语？
Why? That is why we must use the spirit to read God's word.
乃是环境所摸不着的。
Because our spirit cannot be touched by environment.
是仇敌不能搅扰。
Our spirit cannot be touched by the enemy.
当我们用我们的心灵来读神的话语的时候
，So when we use our spirit to read God's word.
我就借用诗篇四十六篇第十节那边神的话说：“你要安静，要知道我是神。”
And so I want to use Psalm 46 verse 10 to say, "Be still and know that I am God."
当我们用灵来读神的话语。
So when we use our spirit to read God's word,
我们能够从圣灵得着开启，真认识神。
Then we can receive enlightenment from the Spirit, and we can come to truly know Him.
所以这是我们在读经上面的一个重要的秘诀。
That is a very important secret of reading God's word.
不仅我们要这样子来读神的话语
，Not only do we read His words this way,
我们还要反复的默想。
We need to repeat and meditate often.
所以为什么我们要早上读呢
？So why read in the morning?
当我们早上虽然时间很忙。我们能够有十分钟、十五分钟读神的话语，简单读一些神的话语。
Even if we may be very busy in the morning, if you can set apart 10-15 minutes to read just a few simple words of God's words.
当我们要匆忙的要上班去了
，And as you're rushing out the door to go to work,
在路上开车
，And you're driving,
因为你在神的话语已经读进去了
，Because you've already read God's word.
你在路上的时间就可以在那里反复默想神的话语。
The time spent on the road, you can meditate on His words.
而不是在那里着急的说，快迟到了，快迟到了。
Instead of impatiently saying, "I'm going to be late, I'm going to be late."
然后又碰到一个红灯。
And you reach another red light.
那时候你想什么
？What are you thinking about at that time?
那是你默想神话语的机会。
It's an opportunity to meditate on God's word.
开到高速公路上,
once you're on the freeway,
平常都不堵车的,
oftentimes there's no traffic.
那些大排长龙,
but one day you run into traffic.
那你心里面想什么呢?
What are you thinking about?
你想等一下公司里面发生什么事吗?
Are you thinking about what is going to happen at work?
还是那是我们最好的时间能够再回到灵里头来默想神的话语。
Or is that another opportunity for you to go back to your spirit and meditate on God's word?
感谢主，神把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that He has given us the Holy Spirit living, abiding in us.
圣灵是我们的保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
当我们默想神的话语。
So while we are meditating on His words.
圣灵就带领我们进入，带领我们明白，并且带领我们进入这一切的真理。
He will lead us and teach us into all truth.
他就叫我们所读的那个神的话语，那个 Logos 呢，就变成了我们的 Rhema。
He can turn that Logos that we have read into Rhema.
就变成那活的话语。来供应我们属灵的生命。
It can then be living words to satisfy and be the provision for our spiritual life.
所以不仅上下班途中我们有很多时间来默想神的话语。
Now before and after work, we can use that time to meditate.
在公司一天忙碌当中，还有很多的机会叫我们能够默想神的话语，与神交通。
While you are at work, you can still take a hold of many opportunities to meditate on His words.
去喝水、喝咖啡的时间。
The time when you go get a drink of water or coffee.
去洗手间的时间。
When you use the bathroom.
你不要想着只有两分钟、三分钟。
Don't think of it as only 2-3 minutes.
等两三分钟，圣灵在里头开启我们。
2 minutes, the Holy Spirit can enlighten you.
你就得着了喂养。
And then you have been provided for.
我们属灵生命就这样一点一点的能够成长。
And our spiritual life in this way gradually will grow.
这里面我讲这些啊，不是那个天方夜谭。
Now,
这些都是我自己真的靠主的恩典真实经历过的。
Now I'm not just giving doctrinal teaching, but these are things that I have experienced.
所以我们要有一个良好的读经习惯。
And so we have to have good daily Bible reading habits.
那接下来第二方面，我们讲到我们祷告的生活。
Secondly, our prayer life.
我们祷告乃是我们与神交通一个很好的一个机会。
This is a very good opportunity for us to have a conversation with God.
因为祷告呢，不是叫我们单向的向神祈求。
Because prayer is not simply that you're requesting of God.
很多时候我们有这个问题。
Oftentimes we have this problem.
就像在圣殿里头啊，在那里祷告的那个法利赛人一样。
Just like the Pharisee who was praying in the temple.
他到了圣殿。
He went to the temple.
他以为他在跟神交通。
He wanted to have a conversation with
God. 但他一上来的时候呢，就开始一二三四五六七。
However, as soon as he started, he was listing out 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
他在那里还是在那里自言自语。
And he was just giving his own speech.
或许呢，也说给旁边的人听。
Or maybe speaking to the other people around him.
他与神并没有真实的交通。
He wasn't having true communion with God.
圣经告诉我们，当我们心转向神。我们的帕子就除去。
The Bible tells us that when we draw near to God, He will take away the veil from our hearts.
我们就得以面对面看见主的荣光。
And then we can see His glory face to face.
那个是我们与主的交通。
That is the communion we have with Him.
雅各书告诉我们，我们若亲近神。
In James it tells us, if we draw near to God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心若是真实渴慕神，来亲近他。
If our hearts really hunger, desire to draw near to Him,
神应允我们说，他就必亲近我们。
He has promised us, He will draw near to us.
弟兄姐妹，这祷告的生活是非常，是我们需要操练的。
Brothers and sisters, our prayer life needs to be exercised.
它能够带给我们属灵生活极大的帮助。
It will bring great help to our spiritual life.
我想我还是用一个例子好了。
I want to give an example.
我记得我们年长弟兄曾经跟我们分享过，他年轻的时候。所碰过的一件事。
Our elderly brother has shared with us something that had happened to him when he was younger.
因着聚会中服侍的事情啊，跟另一个同工弟兄呢起了争执。
There was a conflict in service.
我们弟兄里头啊，非常的生气。
And so in his heart, he was very upset.
气得累到了就睡着了。
He was very upset to the point he was tired and he fell asleep.
早上起来了。
And so in the morning he woke up.
是不是就好了
？Did the matter pass?
没有。
No.
气还在里头。
The anger was still there.
但是因着感谢主，我们弟兄他有一个良好的一个成根的习惯。
But thank the Lord, our brother has developed a very good habit of Bible reading and of morning devotions.
啊，我们弟兄就打开神的话就开始读。
And so he opened up God's word and began to read.
就读读读。
He read.
读完了以后呢
？And after he finished.
里头还是气。
He was still angry.
那怎么办呢
？Then what?
啊，读完圣经了，总要跟神亲近亲近，要祷告祷告。
And so after you read, you still need to pray.
感谢主，因着这个良好的成根习惯。
And so thank the Lord through this very good habit of morning devotions.
弟兄就来到神的面前。
Our brother came before the Lord.
我们的弟兄的心就转向了神。
And his heart turned toward the Lord.
我们看见主的面光就照在我们弟兄的里面。
We see that the glory of the Lord shone upon his heart.
我们弟兄就从那个难处里头被神拯救出来。
And our brother was delivered from that difficulty.
弟兄，这是我们每一天在神面前要操练的一个生活。
So brothers and sisters, this is the life that we need to exercise daily.
所以祷告的时候，我们乃也是要从我们的灵里头祷告。
And also, when we pray from our spirit.
我们不要光光用我们的嘴巴。
Do not merely use your mouth.
不要用我们的头脑思想。
Your thoughts and intellect.
甚至用我们的膝盖。
And even our knees.
那都不能够叫我们借着祷告与神有交通。
It cannot help us to have communion with Him.
我们最重要的乃是要在心灵和诚实里头。来敬拜，来交通，与我们的主有交通。
Most importantly, in spirit and in truth, that is where we have communion with Him.
所以借着祷告与神交通，叫我们能够明白神在每件事情上面的心意。
And so through prayer, we can come to understand God's will in all things.
叫我们能够认识到，在我们这一些属主的人身上，没有一件事情是偶然发生的。
So that we can understand, for all of us who belong to Him, nothing is a coincidence in our lives.
我举一个例子。
For example,
比如说夫妻之间产生一个很大的难处。
Let's say you have a conflict between your spouse.
甚至争执到一个地步呢，都要分开的地步。
To a point where you want to separate.
那我们心里面或许会这么说，这么想。
In our hearts, perhaps you may think.
这是一个错误。
That this was a mistake.
因为呢。我跟配偶结婚呢，是我还没有信主的时候。
Because when I married my spouse, I was not yet a believer.
所以那时候呢，的确是愚昧无知。
Perhaps at that time I was too ignorant.
所以在选择婚姻上面犯了一个错误。
And so I made a mistake in this marriage.
可是我们现在信主了。
But now that I believed in the Lord.
那我们要跟主祷告。
I need to pray.
我们怎么祷告呢
？How do we pray？
我们说主啊
，Lord，
求你改变我的配偶。
Change my spouse.
虽然从前我犯了一个错误，
Even though I made a mistake in the past,
但是我相信你的恩典是够我用，
But I know your grace is sufficient.
你的能力在软弱人身上显得更加完全，
Your power is made perfect in my weakness.
所以主啊，求你改变我的配偶，
So Lord, please change my spouse.
好叫我们的婚姻能够被挽回，
So that our marriage can be reconciled.
姐妹，我们这样的祷告的话，很有可能也是在自言自语。
Lord, oftentimes if you are praying this, you're just using lip service.
如果我们真实在祷告里头与神有交通。
However, if you are praying, you're truly having a communion with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，神就要光照我。
Then He will shine His light into us.
叫我们看见我们周围我们的配偶。
Allow us to see our environment, our spouse.
我们的儿女们，特别是那些不乖顺的儿女。
Our children, especially those who are misbehaving.
我们的老板。
Our bosses.
我们聚会中的弟兄姐妹们
，Our brothers and sisters at the gathering，
都是神特别安排拣选要来制作我们的工具。
That these are the tools that God has specifically arranged to teach you。
弟兄姐妹 ，There's no mistake。
Brothers and sisters, there's no mistake。
这一切都是神为了要成就他荣耀的心意在我们身上。
All of this is so that God's will may be done in us。
直到有一天
，Until one day。
主把我们主在我们身上做成他的工作
，that we have been made into His handiwork，
叫我们这些蒙恩的人能够成为他在全宇宙间的杰作
，so that we can be made into His masterpiece，
能够彰显神的荣耀
，so that we can manifest God's glory。
弟兄姐妹，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Brothers and sisters, it is impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible.
所以我们记得祷告与神交通
，and so through prayer and in communion with Him，
我们明白到。我们的祷告不是叫神来改变我们的环境。
We can understand that God is not wanting to change our environment.
不是祷告叫神挪去我们的困难。
We don't pray so that God will take away our difficulties.
或是医治我们的疾病。
Or heal our illnesses.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情不是神在我们身上工作的主要目的。
That is not the main purpose of God's work in us.
神乃是简单的借这一切的环境人事物来改变我们。
God simply uses all these things to change us.
来建立我们。
To build us,
叫我们因着在各样的环境难处当中
，so that in all these difficulties,
我们因着是连于我们的主
，because we are united with the Lord,
倚靠我们的主
，because we are relying on our Lord,
我们分享我们主一切的丰盛
，and we can enjoy all of His abundance,
叫我们能够越来越像我们的主
，so that we can become more and more like Him,
叫我们能够成为神手中的杰作
，so that we can become the masterpiece of His hands.
那最后很快讲一下我们另外一点，讲到我们的。参加聚会好了。
Now, lastly, I want to speak of our meeting life.
弟兄姐妹，我们参加聚会 每一次的聚会是何等的宝贵。
Every time we gather, it is very precious.
因为神的同在，借着圣灵在聚会当中。
Because through our gathering, the Holy Spirit is among us.
也借着肢体之间彼此的交通。
And through the fellowship of all the members.
让我们能够激发爱主的心。
He stirs us up to love the Lord.
所以神的命令说，不可停止聚会。
And so He commands us that we do not stop meeting.
弟兄们，我实在是恳求神叫我们听见这句话。
I beseech everybody that as we hear these words,
叫我们不要停止主同在的聚会。
Do not stop meeting in His presence.
我们知道，当主耶稣复活之后
，We know that after the Lord resurrected,
主至少向500个人显现过。
The Lord appeared, the resurrected Lord appeared to at least 500 people.
应该是不止500个人，但是我们就是约略的说，复活的主至少向500个人。
It should have been more than that, but it, roughly we can say approximately it was about 500 people.
当我们看到在使徒行传第二章，我们看见当圣灵五旬节圣灵浇灌的时候。
And so we see in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost.
遵照主的命令，聚集在耶路撒冷，在那里同心合意祷告的人，却只有120人。
Those who were praying in the upper room, according to His command, there were only 120.
姐妹，我盼望你和我一同思想一个问题。
I hope, brothers and sisters, you can think of the same question as me.
那另外380个人，他们在哪里？
Where are the other 380?
他们都是亲眼看见过复活的主耶稣的。
They all saw the resurrected Lord with their own eyes.
当主要他们同心合一在耶路撒冷祷告。
When the Lord wanted them to gather together as one in Jerusalem and pray.
我们看见在小楼祷告的，聚集祷告的，却只有120个人。
That those who gathered in the upper room to pray, there were only 120.
我在想，那另外看过主复活、看过复活主的380个人，他们在做什么？
And so I'm thinking, what are the 380 who saw the resurrected Lord? What were they doing?
他们去了哪里？
Where did they go?
弟兄姐妹，你盼望你是在那120个人中间，还是你会是在那380个人中间？
Do you desire to be among the 120 or the 380?
愿主开启我们，叫我们能够看重、珍惜每一次在主里的聚会。
May the Lord allow us to treasure every time we gather before Him.
有一个银行家弟兄，他信主之后
，There's a brother who's a banker. After he was saved,
他就非常的渴慕聚会。
He really desired to go to the meetings.
他有聚会，他都要参加。
If there was a meeting, he wanted to go.
到一个地步呢，他周围一些朋友就问他
，To a point where some of his friends were asking him.
他说：“我们认识的基督徒啊，他们都是。”礼拜五或礼拜天才去聚会的。
The Christians that we know, they go to church only on Fridays or Sundays.
礼拜天才到教会去敬拜神的。
And on Sundays they go to worship.
可是我们这弟兄就回答他们说。
But our brother, he responded by saying.
他说啊，这个礼拜天啊是要礼拜神、敬拜神的。
That the day of worship is a day to worship God, Sundays.
礼拜一也是礼拜。
Day one is also to worship.
礼拜二。礼拜三、礼拜四，每一天都是我们敬拜神的时间。
Day two, day three, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, they're all days to worship.
所以我们弟兄因着这样渴慕主的同在的聚会。
And so through the desire of our brother to gather together.
他就把他从前所参加一切的应酬全部都辞掉。
He canceled all of his other engagements that he used to go to.
他实在是盼望能够在主的同在里头来与主有交通。
He desired to gather in God's presence to have communion with Him.
也有弟兄这么说，如果当主在聚会中显现的时候，我不在那里，那亏损是何等的大。
There are brothers who also say, if the Lord appears and among the gathering and I am not there, then it's a great loss.
我们感谢主在六月初为我们预备了一次夏令会。
We thank the Lord beginning of June we have a summer conference.
因为虽然我们不知道神在这个聚会当中要向我们说什么。
Brothers and sisters, even though we do not yet know what He will say to us.
但是我们实在相信神要与我们同在。
But we believe He will be with us.
就像那天在小楼祷告的120个门徒。
Just like the disciples who are waiting in the upper room.
所当若是圣灵在聚会当中，因着主的同在，圣灵浇灌下来。
That through our gathering, when the Holy Spirit is poured out among us.
如果主在聚会当中向我们显现。
If the Lord appears among us and to us.
弟兄姐妹，如果你不在那里。
Brothers and sisters, if you are not there.
那亏损是何等。
Then it's a great loss.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以我们实在是在这个交通呢，还有许多的方面。
Now in this communion, there are many other aspects.
弟兄姐妹，盼望这些的话语不是叫我们听了明白了。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that these words, you don't just hear it and understand
it,
but that in your daily life, you will exercise your spiritual life.
我们要在神的面前保守一颗清洁无愧的良心,
that before Him, we will have a clear conscience.
我们也能够在我们直觉里头来更认识神,
in our intuition, we'll come to know God more.
也能够借着圣灵来明白神在我们身上的心意和带领,
and through the Holy Spirit, we can come to understand His leading and will for us.
也借着我们操练这交通的功用,
and as we exercise the function of communion,
叫我们不仅连于我们的元首基督,
not only are we united with our Lord Jesus,
也叫我们借着交通能够分享神在基督里一切的丰盛,
but through communion we can enjoy His great abundance,
叫我们在地上各样的艰难环境当中,
so that in all the difficulties we go through,
因着我们分享, 我们能够支取基督一切的丰盛,
through our sharing of His great abundance,
叫主一切美好的性格,
that all the wonderful traits of our Lord Jesus will be made into us,
叫我们能够活在主的同在里,
so that we can live in His presence, abide in His presence,
叫我们能够与主不断地有交通,
so that we can have a continual communion with Him,
我们就能够多结果子,
so that we may bear much fruit,
我们能够叫父在我们身上得着荣耀,
so that the Father may gain all the glory,
叫主的见证从我们身上彰显,
so that His testimony may be manifested from us.
我们一起再低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，我们人的话是何等的有限。
Man's words are so limited.
主，我们的交通或许会暂停。
And perhaps our sharing will end.
但主，我们感谢你， 你就借着圣灵住在我们里面。
But we thank you because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
主，我们仰望圣灵继续把回头的亮光赐给我们。
And so we look to the Spirit to continually enlighten us.
主，叫我们都能够这样子活在那圣灵的交通里。
So that we can live in the fellowship, communion of the Spirit.
主，好叫基督里一切的丰盛都能够成形在我们身上。
So that the fullness and abundance of the Lord Jesus will be made into us.
主，我们实在是需要你的怜悯。
Lord, we truly need your mercy.
主，我们实在是需要渴慕这样的交通。
Lord, we hunger after this communion.
主，求你加深我们的渴慕。
Lord, please increase our hunger.
主，叫我们都能够活在你的同在里。
So that we may all abide in your presence.
你的爱在激励我们。
Lord, encourage us with your love.
主，叫我们能够住在你里面。
So that we may abide in you.
主，好叫你在我们身上要成就荣耀的工作。 能够早早的成就,
so that the glorious work that you are doing in us will be completed even sooner.
好叫我们能够预备好来迎接你的再来,
so that we will be prepared when you return.
主，我们仰望你继续向我们说话。
We look to you, please continue to speak.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.